The walls were bare and some of the chairs were borrowed, but the Alaska Office of Veterans Affairs Tuesday celebrated its move into new offices on DeBar Road in East Anchorage. Joe Fields is chair of the Veterans Advisory Council to the governor and the State Office of Veterans Affairs, which he says provides services directly or indirectly to a large percentage of Alaskans.
Veterans are both male and female. Veterans are from World War II to current conflicts. They have a variety of different needs. Some have extreme medical needs, some have retirement needs, some have educational needs. It's always a body in transition. But as Verdi had said, we have 77,000 veterans in the state, and connect that to their families, it's about 230,000, or half the population, roughly, about a third of the population, is related to a veteran.
Department head Verdi Bowen says the Alaska Office of Veterans Affairs assists veterans in applying for federal services as well as state programs.
We provide help on education programs. We provide help on filing disability claims and compensation and pension. We also help them attain their medical benefits that they've earned through the military, through the VA. On the state side, we have home loans. We have tax breaks on their homes, hunting and fishing license. We have land purchases, education programs.
Advisory Council member John Gwynn of Bethel says veterans' needs vary depending on where they live.
We're from areas all over the state of Alaska. Like I said, I'm from Bethel. I have different needs for my veterans, including transportation, money problems, travel problems, health problems, than Anchorage does. So we put all these things together and try to help advise a solution for all these type of things.
Council member Sue Ellen Wright Novak says the council had worked for a dozen years to get the office moved from the joint Elmendorf-Richardson military base.
This is the answer that the Veterans Affairs has been looking for a long time, because we don't have the problem of veterans who don't have access to the base and can't get on the base anymore with the security issues we now have, that they can come right here.
The State Office of Veterans Affairs has offices in Juneau, Fairbanks, Kenai, and Wasilla, as well as Anchorage. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jocelyn Estes.